If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We'll again read it this morning at verse 16. The Bible said, "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." I'd like to preach just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought. When the call comes, who will answer? When the call comes, who will answer? As we see in the Word here, the Bible said that the Lord Himself one day will call. The Lord Himself, hey, listen, ain't you glad He's not going to send another? But the Lord Himself one day in a little while, I don't believe it'll be long, as we sung this morning, it won't be long till we enter into the portals of glory of those that have been born again. But the Bible says that the Lord Himself will step out with a trump and a shout, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then those that are alive and remain, praise God, will be caught up with Him, and so in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm glad we got that precious promise this morning. But I'm afraid in the day and the hour that we live, there's a lot of folks sitting in our churches and in our pews that's got a false hope and a false confidence. We need to be concerned today about our souls. We need to be ready and prepared for that glorious day when the shout and the trump goes out. Who will answer that call? I want to ask you this morning, when that trump and that shout goes out, will you hear? And will you answer that call? I tell you, we better be ready, youngins, because it's nigh even at the door. Amen. I thank God for Him touching in our hearts and showing us, giving us that we need for this day and hour that we live. I'm telling you, God's wanting to move in our hearts. God's wanting to speak to us this morning, but we got to realize that there's something wrong down at the house of God. Hey, something wrong. You say, "Preacher, what's wrong with our church?" Hey, there's nothing wrong with our church. Hey, we've got the best church in the country. Hey, man, I thank God for you. I thank God for your unity and your love, compassion for one another, your caring. I tell you, it's nothing like it. But His eyes over all the church of the living God. Hey, we're missing the mark as we look at the God's Word and we realize that the Lord is speaking, and He said, "Hey, listen, there's going to be a trump and a shout. Hey, we need to be preparing for that glorious day. We need to be ready when the shout comes." Amen. We need to be not holding on to nothing here, but being free enough, praise God, that we can say, "Even so, Lord, come quickly." Amen. But the Bible tells us in several places, in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, He said, "There's some times a coming in this old world." He said, "This know also," verse 1, "that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God." Sounds like America, doesn't it? "Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof." He said, "From such turn away, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith." These reprobates all around us today. What is a reprobate, Peter? He's somebody who knows right but chooses to do wrong. That's a reprobate. Someone that knows to do right, amen, but chooses to do wrong. I believe today in this world, we've got people all over this nation that stand up and say, I'm a Christian, but they live like the devil today. And I want to say, when God calls you to be a child of God, He begins to put something in you. When the Holy Ghost God moves in, praise God, all that other junk, He'll push it out if you'll just let Him. Well, I say today, there's a lot of folks that's caught up in a situation today. I believe there's apostasy in our land today, and we need to get rid of that mess, and we need to draw nigh to God so that He can draw nigh to us in this last days that we live. We can see the power of a holy God one more time. Amen. Like it used to be in the days of old. I want to say, who changed? It wasn't God. Amen. Bible said He's the same yesterday and forever. He changeth not. It's us that's drawn away from Him. It's me and you that's chasing the things of the world. Amen. Kind of like a dog chasing a car. We wouldn't know what to do with if we caught it. Amen. But the Bible says that this is the way that's going to be in the last days. See, listen, young, we're heading into a day of apostasy. A day when men know the truth, but they choose to do what's wrong. Amen. We make the wrong choices. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3. Well, verse 2, it said, preach the word. Now, this is why we got to preach the word. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, that's the word. Yeah. Amen. He said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Amen. We need the word be where they preach the truth. Yeah. Amen. When we take this old King James Bible, we say, thus says the word of God. Amen. No, and praise God, He says it because He loves us and He wants to help us. And we take it and apply it to our lives. He said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Amen. We're living in a time today when we want them to just tell us what makes us feel good. Amen. Wealth and prosperity is what we want to hear, preacher. Don't tell us that we're sinners. Don't tell us we need to repent. Don't tell us we need to get saved. Just tell us how we can do good. How we can have more. Amen. And boy, people just flocking by the thousands. 30,000, 40,000, 50,000. Amen. Know how they can help where somebody can tell them how good they are. Amen. Hey, listen, the only thing good about me is Jesus that lives in my heart. Amen. Outside of that, there's no good thing in me. And there's no good thing in you. We're rotten without Jesus. Amen. We can do nothing without Him. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. When Jesus gets a hold of your heart, He moves in, takes up His abode, praise God, and does for you what you can't do by yourself. Amen. Makes you that new creature. Makes you a new creation. Creates you anew. Fixes you up. He goes on verse 4, says, they shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned unto fables. I like to hear stories. Amen. I've never seen a time like we're living in where people like to talk about how it used to be. Hey, I love to hear stories how it used to be. When grandmas and grandpas and mamas and daddies, praise God, was praising the Lord and shouting hallelujahs to God. Amen. But I want to say the same God that would bless grandma and grandpa, mama and daddy, praise God, is the same God today. Amen. He hasn't changed, youngest. He's still on the throne of glory, praise God. His power, His magnificence hasn't been exalted, let down not one bit. He's still exalted and highly lifted up. Amen. He's never going to be put down. But we're living in a day of apostasy. A day when we're turning, the whole world is shifting and turning. Amen. To everything but the Lord. We're looking for a fix. Amen. We're living in a day that we're looking for a fix. Something to keep us, make us excited. Something to give us to go yon. Let me tell you what to do that. Jesus. Amen. Putting Him first, magnifying His blessed name. But I'm telling you, praise God, we don't want to get up in this apostasy that's being at the coming into this world. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, in verse 1, the Bible says this. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto Him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by the Spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. I want to say, bless God, help us, Lord, today to pray and seek God's faith that we won't be one of those that'll fall away. Amen. We ought to be begging God every day, say, Lord, give me the strength, Heavenly Father. Lord, just abide in me and show me the way so I won't fall by the wayside, so that I don't become shipwrecked, so I won't become useless to God. Amen. But Lord, give me the strength to stay in that good fight of faith. Bless His holy name. He goes on, he said, who opposes and exalts, talking about that man of perdition, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he that now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and wonder and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So God's telling us here, he said, don't get caught up into the apostasy of the world. Don't get caught up and drawn away. You know what apostasy is? That's coming right to the edge of knowing the truth. Amen. Knowing the Lord. Seeing the work of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Turning you back and going back to the world. Amen. But God said, if you've truly been born again out of precious blood of Jesus Christ, amen, you won't have that desire. God will take that away from you. You say, preacher, why are you preaching this so hard? Because I love you this morning and I don't want to see nobody go to hell. I want everybody to be ready when that trumpet sounds and that shout goes out. Praise God, to go to glory. Amen. Amen. To that precious promised place the Lord's prepared for me and you. He says here, it's the Holy Ghost of God that's holding this thing together. To he that now, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost of God that's holding this thing together. It's the Holy Ghost of God. It's holding this church movement together. Without the Holy Ghost of God, man, we had never made it this far. But it's the Holy Ghost of God, praise God, that's holding together. Why? Because the Bible says that the Holy Spirit of God dwells in a temple whose temple you are. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Holy Ghost of God's a dwelling in a temple, praise God, and that's me and you. He dwells in us, praise God, and He helps us, and He helps us to help someone else. Amen. To just pay it along down the road. To give somebody else a hand up. A word of encouragement. Amen. But we get into, if we ain't careful, we get caught up in this mindset of apostasy. A mindset of turning away. But he said that when that restrainer is taken out, which is the Holy Ghost of God, he said that man of sin is going to be revealed. The son of perdition. And all hell is going to break loose on earth. Amen. A tribulation, a time that we can't even imagine. But we don't want to get caught up in that. You say, well, preacher, how can we know that we won't be a part of that awful time? It's by loving the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting Him, praise God. It's by getting on fire for the Lord, amen, right now. Because God don't like lukewarmness. Amen. Remember the Laodicean church? Revelation chapter 3. He said, the Laodicean church, he said, I know how you are. He said, you're neither hot nor cold. He said, you're neither cold nor hot. He said, you're lukewarm. Amen. I believe we got a lot of lukewarm Christians today. Amen. Down at the house of God. There's a lot of us that's just lukewarm. Amen. See, if we was cold, God could revive us. If we'd just remit, hey, you know, I'm away from God. I need help. God could revive. He could stir in our soul. He could give us help we need. He could encourage our hearts. If we'd just admit we're cold, indifferent. Amen. And if we was on fire for God, praise God, He could bless us on purpose. Because we're in the will of God, so He can do His way and His will. And He could bless us on purpose. But the lay of the season, they chose to be lukewarm. They chose to straddle the fence. Amen. And God said, I can't help you when you're on the fence. Amen. Hey, it's time to just decide whose side we're on. To get over on the glory side of life. Amen. He said, hey, you know there's a glory side tonight. You say, well, preacher, you just don't realize what me and my family's going through. Yeah, I do. I know exactly what you're going through. Praise God, that's why we need to get on the Jesus side. We can just praise Him onto the house. Realize these light afflictions that we're going through, praise God, is just preparing us for the glory that we'll behold. Well, I wish I could take a lap. Amen. I could jump that high if I had two good legs. I praise God. God's getting us ready, youngins, for a day of His appearing. When we'll see Him as He is. And what a marvelous day that'll be. If we don't get caught up in this apostasy. We don't get caught up in this lukewarmness. Amen. We need to decide whose side we're on, praise God, and get on His side. Amen. The Lord's side. Lord will help us, youngins, if we'll let Him. Amen. But Paul said, hey, listen, we don't have to go through that awful time. It's ahead for the people of this old world. You know who it's for? It's those God rejectors. It's those Christ rejectors. Amen. That won't have nothing. It's the world. It's the Jew and the Gentile alike, praise God, that reject God. But Paul said, hey, listen, you're going through a time of trouble if you don't get right. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 37. Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 37, the Bible says this. He said, I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me, and I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Amen. That's what God's going to do. He's going to purge out those that need to be purged. In Micah chapter 5 and verse 15, He said, I will execute vengeance and anger and fury upon the heathen, such as they have not heard. Amen. He said, there's coming a time of terrible tribulation like this world has never seen. A lot of people say, well, preacher, we're in tribulation. This world that we live in is full of tribulation. Sure it is. A lot of people say, well, preacher, they said back in World War I, well, this is bound to be tribulation. They said in World War II, well, this is bound to be tribulation. I mean, they were sending men home in body bags left and right. They said, this has got to be tribulation. They went into Vietnam and Korea, and they said, this has got to be tribulation. I want to say, youngins, we haven't seen the signs of tribulation yet that's coming upon this world. But I want to tell you, there's a God of glory. Paul said, listen, church, he told the church of Thessalonica, he said, you don't have to worry about that awful time. I want to say, church, tonight, pray, or this morning tonight, pray God, we don't have to worry about that awful time, that time of tribulation. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in verse 8, he said, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, now listen to this, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said He didn't appoint us to wrath. He said who died for us that whether we were awake or asleep, we should live together with Him. He said whether you've already passed away, those saints already passed away, or that we're here when He comes to, with a shout and a trump. He said, praise God. He said, don't worry about it. He said, you're going to be with Jesus. Amen. It's not put on your account to go through a time of suffering. Amen. What kind of God, what kind of Savior, what kind of bridegroom would we have if He called the bride to be beaten before He took her to Himself? Amen. If you go out there and you get you a fiancé, and before you marry him, you take him out behind the woodshed and beat him two or three times. Amen. They're going to think twice about hooking up with you. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And God said, hey, listen, the Lord said, you're not going to go through that. He said, because I love you. He said, I've done paid the price of all that. Yeah. Amen. so that you can be saved. Praise God. Not have to endure that awful time of suffering, that awful time of tribulation. Amen. He said, just stay away from the apostasy. He said, you know the truth. He said, forget about the world. Run to Jesus. Make a profession. Praise God. Make Jesus a possession of your life. Make Him part of who we are. Amen. That's what we've got to do. We've got to make Jesus part of our lives. Sometimes I think we've got this idea that He's on the outside looking in. Amen. Amen. He needs to be on the inside looking out, because He'd be looking out for me and you. Amen. We got this wrong notion of Jesus, where He ought to be in our lives. But if we put Him first, you see, we're not the church of Laodicea. Amen. The church of Laodicea is the church of the last day. It's going to be a church in apostasy. A church that's straddling the fence. A church who can't decide whose side they're on. But we're not a church of Laodicea. We're a church of Philadelphia. Amen. A church where God said that His people would be in the last days. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10, He said, because thou hast kept the word of My patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. He said, listen, He said, if you kept My word, if you believed what I said, if you take it into your heart, if you become a child of the King, He praised God. He said, I'll not keep you through the tribulation. He said, I'll keep you from the tribulation. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. What a Savior we've got in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. Why? Because He loves us that much. They come to seek and to save those that was lost. Amen. We see God a-working in this thing. We see the church protected by the hand of God. Ain't you glad you're one of God's children? Ain't you glad today that you're part of the church of the living God? We see God working in Revelation chapter 4. John's there on the Isle of Patmos. Bible said He's in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I like this when you're in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And the Lord just shows up and you get to can't help it. Amen. The Molly Grobs you leave outside, praise God, and you just come in ready to worship God. I believe that's the way old John was hooked up on the Isle of Patmos. He said he's in the Spirit of the Lord today, and in the Bible said, Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, He said, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice I heard were as of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was look upon like jasper and sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. John said, hey, praise God, I was in the Spirit. And all of a sudden, he said, I was in glory, amen. One of these days, youngins, if we love the Lord Jesus Christ and we're looking for His appearing, amen, He said, look up and lift up your head. Lift up your head and look. He said, the Lord's coming, and we need to be ready to go. Amen. Need to be ready to go. You might miss out. Amen. But the Bible goes on in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, the rapture takes place. They thought we're around the throne of God. In Revelation chapter 4 and verse 4, He said those Old and New Testament saints, them old saints are in white raiment, amen, around the throne of God. The judgment's passed and the crowns of gold's been passed out. Amen. Won't that be something? Amen. It's going to be, hey, listen, we're going to stand before judgment seat of Christ. And we're going to give account of everything that we've done after we made a profession of faith. Amen. Ooh. See, all that old stuff in our sinful life, praise God, it's been cast in sea of forgetfulness. But all those things that we do after we get saved, amen, God's going to judge us for. And that's why we need to plead the blood, praise God, every day of our life. Ask God to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And He said He's faithful and He's just and He will. Amen. But we got to have the knowledge, the intellect, praise God, to fall on our face, the humility, to cry out to God, asking Him for that forgiveness. And He'll forgive us. But He said, there's coming a day of judgment. Revelation chapter 4, verse 10, 11 says, He's talking about the worshipers casting their crowns at the feet of Jesus. Wouldn't it be glorious one day when we can cast our crowns at the foot of Jesus? Amen. Now these are the saints, man. They're in the presence of the Lord. Amen. In Revelation chapter 5 and verse 11 and 12, they worship the Lamb of God. They're worshiping the Lamb of God. Amen? In Revelation chapter 5 and 14, they continue to worship. The saints are in heaven, amen, worshiping the Lord. I don't think we'll ever get tired of that, amen. In heaven, worshiping the Lord, magnifying His glorious name, giving Him praise and honor. Realizing, I tell you what, we'll get an absolute realization when we get to heaven what Jesus saved us from, amen. We'll realize, praise God, the magnificence of heaven and the tortures of hell. Amen. But the Bible goes on and tells us in Revelation chapter 6 and verse 1, now the saints are in heaven and they're worshiping and praising God. Revelation 6 verse 1, he said, there's a seal open and the tribulation starts. Amen. A seal's open and the tribulation starts. The church is gone. Amen. The church has been called out into the presence of the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. The church is not mentioned again until after the tribulation in chapter 19. Amen? We're shown again in the presence of the Lord. Amen? But in between time, there's a shout and a trump that goes out. And it's only those that can hear that shout, can hear that trump, that'll be in the presence of the Lord. Amen? Those that know the voice of the Lord. Those that have been saved from that time of tribulation. Amen. That's coming on this world. Listen, youngins, if you don't know the Lord and Savior, Lord Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, there's going to be a voice and a shout and a trump in the near future. It's not going to be long. It's just going to be a few days. Amen. You say, well, how do you know that? Said, you predicting time? No, I'm just looking around me and I see the things that's transpiring. I'm seeing a nation called Syria over there that's killing their own people with chemical warfare. I'm seeing people all around the world that's looking and saying, what are we going to do now? I'm seeing things stirred up. I'm seeing earthquakes in diverse places. I'm seeing all these things that's taking place that the Lord said to be looking for in the last days. You say, well, preacher, I've heard that all my life, that the Lord's a coming, that we're in our last day. Well, I want to tell you, it's never been a time like we're living in today. A time when people are running to and fro. Knowledge is increasing. Men are ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. We've got people everywhere that's so knowledgeable. They're so knowledgeable, so well-versed. But they can't look at this blessed old King James Bible and say, you know what? Thus says the Word of God. Amen? Because it doesn't speak to their hearts. I'd rather have just a few words, a few verses of this old book in my heart than all the knowledge of the whole world. Amen? I'd rather have just a little bit of the Lord Jesus Christ than everything that the world has to offer. Because if we've got the Lord today, we've got a blessed hope. Our hope is in Christ Jesus. If we're going to get out of this thing, if we're going to make it through, it's because of Jesus Christ in our heart that was our helper. That ever-present help in the time of trouble. Can you think about the times of trouble in your life? The hardships that you go through. But they said there's one that'll stick closer than a brother. That he'll be there with you all the days of your life. You say, well, preacher, it seems like there's a lot of times that the Lord wasn't there. It seems, preacher, like there's a lot of times that I just couldn't find Him. It seems a lot of times that there was dark times and that just nobody was there, nobody to call on. But I want to say it was in those darkest times that there was only one footprint, set of footprints in the sand. Amen? And that was the Lord Jesus Christ when He picked you up and He carries you because you can't carry yourself because the burden of the world has become too heavy. But He said, hey, listen, if you'll just keep your trust and your faith in Me, He said, I'll be your deliverer. He said, I will keep you safe. I will give you the assurance and the confidence of that only a holy and a righteous God can give. He said, if you'll put your trust in Me. He said, listen, he said, I'm going to call one day. Who's going to answer? He said, will you be able to answer when He calls? You know who's going to be able to answer that call? Those who have truly been born again. Truly been born again. They'll hear that call. They'll hear the voice, and they'll hear that voice, they'll hear that trumpet. And it'll say, come up hither. Come away, my love, my fair one. Come away. And boy, in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, before you can bow your head, before you can say a prayer, all the saints of God will be gone out of here. They'll be gone. They'll be gone. You know who'll be left behind? You know who those are left behind? Those that's straddling the fence. Those that know the truth, but not attaining to the power thereof. Never accepting the power in the precious Word of God. I want to say, youngest, listen, there's power in the Word of God. There's power in the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's help in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we'll just come to Him to receive that truth. But we can't stand on the outside and look in. Amen. There's so many people in churches today that's standing on the outside looking in. It's just like they're looking in a window and they say, boy, they're having them a time. Boy, seems like they just know what's going on. Seems like they've got it together. But you know what? There's a Lord and Savior that's a beckoning you. He's knocking on your heart's door. He said, would you open the door and let me come in? And you can be part of this too. Amen. Listen, young people. Don't stand on the outside looking in. It's time to get in. It's time. Don't get caught up in the apostasy of this world. In knowing what's right. Knowing what Jesus said. In knowing the truth. But accept the truth and make it a part of who you are. By allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart. And be your Lord and your Savior. There's a difference. There's a difference in a profession and a possession. You ought to desire a possession. Today Jesus is speaking to your heart. He said, hey, listen, I don't want you to go through no times of trouble. He said, I want you to go through it. I want you to have an absolute peace in your heart to know that God will save you from that time of trouble. What about you today?